back, dear listeners, to another episode of Heart to Heart with Patty Mlauzi. Today, we'll be talking to Faith Dube, who recently completed a matric. We love talking to our future leaders, conversing with the leaders of tomorrow. It gives us an idea as to what they're afraid of, what their concerns are, and what they're excited about, and what they're doing after finishing high school. Welcome, Faith, to Heart with Patty Mlauzi.
Thank you very much. This is a great opportunity, and I'd like to give that encouragement to the others going through the same thing that I went through, so that it may help them in some way to be more comfortable in this journey that they're going through.
Thank you so much. So before we go in, I just want to ask you, how was your matric? How did you do? Are you happy about your results?
Matric was, it was an experience. It was a very, very, very great experience. It was one that brought change into my life, because at that moment, it's what showed me that life isn't all about just school or about academics. I know that the academic part is very, very important to our life and our future and our financial stability. But in that moment, you also get to think about, wow, I'm down in high school. This part of my life is over. How will I move forward? Will I find a job? Will I get a tertiary? What will I do moving forward onwards? And that for me got me changing my perspectives in life. Did I want to get stuck studying something I did not want? Or did I want to get stuck in a job that I did not like? All those questions were going through my mind. But then in all that panic or anxious thoughts, I still had that hope, that glimmer, that push I needed to go through my academic year and my final exams, which turned out great. It was very, very great. The results were what I expected, some were even more than my own expectations, which made me very proud, because the hard work that I put in really came through. And that's all I can say. Matric is like hard work. The experience is there. Or the fun, you need to have it. Let's not forget about the fun. Because sometimes people are like, matric, you need to push. You need to drill yourself. That part is still there, but you need to also have fun. The joy of matric is there. Even though people may be like, oh my gosh, it's a tough year. You need to push. You need to derive yourself from fun and all that. You still need that fun, because let's be honest, we all know the past matriculants, how pushing yourself through those years can be difficult without letting go or letting loose at some point. But that doesn't mean that we should let loose a lot. But for me, I'd say my matric year was very, very experienceful. It had a lot of experiences, but I'm very thankful for it.
Oh, thank you so, so much. We're so happy you had positive results, and through all the struggles and everything, you remembered to play a little while you were doing your matric, which is quite amazing. So tell me, Faith, it's been, a couple of months since you finished? What are you up to? What are you doing right now?
Currently, I got a bursary at Realema, the internship program. It's nice. So I am interning to be a teacher for foundation phase. So the program helps you with your university studies, and they put you in a school that will help you grow in your internship and your knowledge of schooling. So it's like doing practical work for the rest of these 4 years, plus having a university study online. The only down advantage I'd say for others is that it's a distance learning type of thing. But aside from that, that's what I've been working on, and I really do love this, because teaching was one of the things I wanted to do.
Oh, wow. Already, girl, and you're already doing, following your dreams. That is amazing, Faith. Thank you so much for giving us insight into what you're doing. So now, can you tell us what difficulties have you experienced, per se, since you finished school? you've gone into adulthood. How would you say it's different from being a scholar and being someone who's no longer a scholar full-time per se and someone who's in tertiary?
Yeah, there are some difficulties because it's more of like a change. Because while you're still a scholar, there's this routine that you follow.
Yeah.
Like, I wake up, I go to school, I come back from school, I'm studying, going to sleep. I wake up, school, study, go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's now a change. I found it very difficult. And it's a first year moving into this new place full of young adults and adults. And I felt like I didn't quite fit in because I'm fresh from high school. What if they think I'm too immature or whatnot? But I feel like those difficulties also pushed me past my social barriers because I myself have problems with social interactions. I'm not very good with them. So that's one of the other difficulties I faced, because with school, I was so used to my routine. I was so used to the people I'm surrounded by. Now I'm done with school. I have to enter this new world, meet new people, make new relationships with other people I don't know, because the friends we make in high school, We have communication, but we don't really see each other because all of us are now living different parts of our lives. So I'd say one of the difficulties I'm facing and I face is that having to build from scratch, building relationships from scratch, finding new teams, finding different ways to cope with different things, because it's no longer the same as in I'm in school now. As for me, also, I have a job to take care of, and I have schoolwork to take care of.
And you have a salary. Hello.
The salary is nice at the end of the month. It's the satisfying part.
Oh, that's amazing. Sorry to interrupt you there, but I just had to say it.
It is nice. But yeah, that is the difficulty. But it's also, I find it as a positive thing because it's pushing me through more barriers I've never found myself.
Oh, that's amazing. Faith, how did you get this internship? How would you advise other people who are doing matric this year to apply, or what would you tell them to do to get into these programs, or if you applied or something like that, what would you tell them?
So the school I went to, Bernardo Park High School, had a partnering school which would take academically well students or students who had potential academically. Mm-hmm. The school was called Rodin School. So I used to go to that school for after school lessons, and that is where I found one of the teachers there told us about this internship called the Realema program, which you could intern for to be a teacher while studying your teaching degree. So I'd advise students out there, even though they don't have the same opportunity in the same line that I was in, put yourself out there. Like, message as much people as you can. I know it sometimes may be difficult because we see as scammers and all that, but try and put yourself out there. If you see someone you think has potential to take you somewhere, don't be afraid to be like, hey, hi, I am trying to do this and I lack in this area, or my financial situation is so and so. I was wondering if you knew something that could help me push through this financial situation. And these are my potentials, my talents. Just put yourself out there for people to see you. I feel like that's the most important thing, because if we don't like show ourselves out and show ourselves that we want something, no one will ever know because we are keeping it inside ourselves. So I'd say that going through the internet, browsing, finding people to talk to, finding programs that we can apply for. And I'd say when you apply for those programs, apply for as many you can, because let's be honest, not all of them would take you. There are chances that they might be, there are chances that you don't meet the requirement. But in not meeting that requirement or not having succeeded in getting the space, that doesn't mean that it's over for you or it's the end or you didn't qualify, you were not good enough for it. No, it just means that the spot is not for you. There is another spot waiting for you. And if you stop trying right then, you won't get it. So my advice to the matriculants of this year, get your work done, fix yourself up, pat yourself in the back, and be like, I've got this. I need to talk to so-and-so to get my things done. And I need to align myself with such people so that whenever I need help, I know that I can go to this person and be like, hey, I need help so-and-so. Can you guide me to find people who can help me with that?
Okay, awesome. You said some quite profound things there, Faith, where you said that people need to reach out, they need to be more open, they need to contact as many people as possible. And you also mentioned something that was quite interesting, where you said that there was a teacher at the school you went to who introduced you to this program. So, which goes to show that it's very important to have career guidance in our schools, so that at least it helps the students make that choice. Right, before we conclude, what would you advise your younger self?
Oh, my younger self. Ooh, that question. I'd advise her to don't be afraid. Yeah, put fear aside. It might be there, but trust me, the places you fear the most are the places you grew the most. So I'd advise her to be herself in everything that she does. Put her full self into it, because in those moments where you leave your happiest and put yourself out there is when you're really living life. So I'd advise my younger self to live her life, put her on, and do all throughout all that fear, be able to go through. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Faith. Thank you so much for having us at Heart to Heart with Patty Mulauzi. We really enjoyed this heart to heart conversation with you, and we hope that and wish you so much more going forward, and we hope you'll be successful and ambitious as you sound. And thank you so much to all our listeners to today's episode. We are so grateful to you for tuning in. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to Heart with Patty Mulauzi. This is Patty signing out.